You're listening to Roundtable. He likes spices, and she likes sweets. He eats noodles all the time, whilst she wants rice as the staple food. Can this couple reconcile their differences and stay happy together? Apparently, different eating habits can be a deal breaker for some couples. Oh, what's going on here? Is that true?
Yeah, it can be true for some couples because China is a really big country, and we can say that there are seven main, or as of language, there are seven main Chinese dialects in the country. So it is not hard to imagine that even in the same country, people from different regions are facing so many differences in many fields, including your eating habits. So I like to name this specific couple. A girl grows up in a coastal city while her boyfriend grows up in an inland city. So basically, they have completely different eating habits. At the end of this sad story, they did broke up. And what the boy is saying is, she's a nice girl, but in terms of eating habit, she is a barbarian, and I cannot accept it.
Oh, discriminatory. Gawk. I don't like that.
I don't like that, and I don't believe in it. I believe in love, and I do think even though you're having different eating habits, you can always find your way of solving it. You can sometimes open your mind, try a little bit of others, and then you have a happy marriage and maybe broaden your eating habit.
Whoa. Okay, so yes, I believe in love too, but at the same time, you date for a while, or hopefully for a while. It's not like a week and you're like, I love you. Anyway, so over that time of dating, right, you get to know each other, and it could be something as simple. I agree. I think it's pretty silly to break up with someone based off of whether or not they like spicy food or something like that. But I painted it in a different way when I looked at this. Like, let's say something that means a lot to me is my diet, and I try to eat healthy, yet I'm dating a girl that doesn't care about eating healthy, and we're living together, and often when we decide to go out to dinner, we have this fight. I want to go to X, she wants to go to Y, but my health and eating, right, which is often just very important to your health, those things could create that friction in a relationship that would be that catalyst for breaking up. So eating can be important. Anything. We say in the West all the time, it's the small things that make the big difference in a relationship. And I think this is one of those things is, you know, at first you're looking at eating habits and you're saying, oh, it's not a big deal, but actually it kind of is. And I'm not saying that you have to eat the same food. I think it's really cute. My sister and her husband, I think, you know, he's a sushi eater and she doesn't really like fish, but she'll try it for him because she loves him. And that's such a cute testament of how much she cares about him. But at the same time, too, I know they'll both decide, hey, we're going to eat really healthy. We're going to stay healthy. We're going to keep a lean diet. They did it right before their wedding so they could take really great pictures. And they were their support system, and it worked out so well. But I think if one of them wasn't on that same page, you might see some fights, some more friction, and who knows, possibly a breakup.
Oh, and there, one thing that I picked out from that little speech there is actually completely off point, but there's something I find very comforting, and I think
sushi.
All young people or newlyweds, they share, is that they all go on a diet before taking the wedding photos. That is universal, and it's comforting for my heart. And yes, according to what Ryan just said, a, you know, lovely story, I think it shows that, first of all, eating habits, a difference in opinion in that department shows that you have different habits, different lifestyles maybe, and you have a difference in the way you think, the way you look at your life.
Absolutely.
But when two individuals who are not family and they come together, you're kind of molding yourself into ways that fits the other person. And are you willing to do that? And how far willing are you to agree to go down that path? I think that is, if you can manage to go down that path together, then it will work.
You know, I have a question for Nu Honglin because I know she's from Shanxi, and Noodles are big there. If you had a boyfriend that hated noodles, would that be a problem?
No, it won't be a problem. I will have all the noodles. I'll be so happy because whenever I go, I can have noodle. He can have whatever there is. And that's my way of solving the problem. And also, I'm not judging you because you will break up with a girl because she did not like your diet thing.
Oh
I
my
will not judge
goodness.
you,
Look, it's
but I
just
think
thrown in my face.
it's a matter of your own choice, how much you love the girl, how much you value your eating habit. It's not right from wrong. It's just something you choose to do.
Love is one thing, support is another. And I think it's okay to have one person that likes an unhealthy diet and one person that likes a healthy diet. But to find the support for both of you supporting each other with such fundamental differences, I think it's easier to speak those words and say it's easy. But then when you actually are in that relationship, it is pretty difficult.
Yeah, it can be difficult, but yes, I am a very optimistic person when it comes to love.
Oh.
And yes, I think maybe if you make that compromise in eating, let's say the girl says, "Yeah, I'll give in to noodles
No,
3 days a week."
I won't really.
Yeah, something like that. And if the guy can maybe clean the bathroom every time after
Oh.
he uses it, then that's a compromise.
That's a good deal.
Whoa.
Yeah,
That's a good deal.
and you know, we want this to work. We
Oh,
want it to
yeah.
work. So let's make it work. We're adults. We can do it. You're listening to Roundtable. It's me, He Yang, in the studio with me, two lovely, lovely people, Mr. Ryan Price and Neil Honglin. That's it for this week's live Roundtable shows. Bye bye.